Chair, I already made my statement concerning the preambler, as you said, excuse me, in the beginning, that we could speak on all three topics. But I would like to clarify one thing on the application of international humanitarian law as applied in Geneva Conventions and other laws of armed conflicts. It's important in this international standard setting process on the right to development. There are many peoples, experts, individuals who believe there needs to be direct military conflict in order for these to apply. According to international writers, in the development of international law and the laws of armed conflict, the Geneva Conventions can be applied and created even by the United Nations itself. It's important to understand that military can simply be present along with the surrogate aggressor that upholds a grave violations of foreign occupation or of the right of self-determination, where in some cases it is tantamount to crimes against humanity. And I'd like to remind you that there is a current apology when the United States of America apologized to Hawaii. It stated that they did not participate in the 1959 referendum what allows people to believe that they were removed officially from the list of non-self-governing territories. Alaska never got an apology, and we made it clear that we rejected the apology that applies to all indigenous peoples in the United States, since we were also on the list since 1946. In this regard, it's vitally important that you include the question of international humanitarian law in the preamble and also in the standard setting process for the text itself of the convention. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.